read articles.
All right, so this is Darth Mexican from The Geek Life, and I am here with So Ashtastic at Ashley Mall, creator of It. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. So while it's a Friday in the morning, I thought it would be a good idea to actually come over and interview you on you as an artist and everything that you've gone through and all that. So starting off, for people who might not know who you are or what you do, would you be able to introduce yourself and explain?
My name is Ashley, and I am a seamstress. I make purses, infinity scarves, hair bows, pretty much anything that I like, I will make to share the love for other people. And they're usually all of a pop culture comic book variety.
Perfect. And all of your stuff is amazing and wonderful, but I'm so curious as to know the origin story of when you discovered, you know, that you were an artist or when you decided to sell and all that.
I learned how to sew from my mother-in-law. I am about 4'11 and a half inches tall, and I learned how to sew so I could hem pants. And once I learned how to sew in a straight line, I kind of set my sights to making other things, particularly things comic book related, because I am an avid comic book reader. And up until recently, there wasn't a whole lot of items geared for women who are into comic books. So I wanted to start making my own things to wear, and I found out there was a market for it, and I was kind of happy to open the door and share my love with other people.
Nice. All right. Cool. And what geek media would you say has made the biggest impact in your life? Which obviously it seems like comic books was a major one. Was there any others, or would you say that was the main?
Definitely comic books. I mean, I learned how to read on comic books. So, and then the second they started turning them into movies. So definitely comic book movies just kind of floodgate open. That and Harry Potter. I'm also a writer. So pretty much when they started transcending from pages to screen, it was kind of just floodgates of possibilities.
Nice. All right. And, as an artist, obviously there's a bunch of hoops you have to jump through and good days. What would you say is your happiest day or happiest moment of being an artist, and what it was one of the most frustrating times?
I would say the happiest is I typically don't work from patterns. I kind of design my own dresses or skirts. And oddly enough, the happiest day is when I bought a pattern of a very specific style dress that I'll be wearing on Saturday. And it went together perfectly, like just absolutely perfectly. I usually don't like following instructions, and it just all came together like it was meant to be and fit like a glove, and I'm super excited to wear it. Most frustrating, of course, is with that same dress, I went to hem it, and my cat tried to pounce on the scissors, and I cut the skirt completely up, and I had to remake the dress.
Oh no!
So it's kind of, you know, two sides of a coin though. So now I've had to remake it and loved it, still wear it. But little things like that, because I'm a home-based artist, so definitely animals, kids, always having issues trying to find time to make what I love.
Yeah. So when you're not making fantastic pieces of art and wearable, you know, stuff. What would you say, what is your perfect Sunday? Like, and you have money in your bank account, full tank of gas, you're completely free from all obligations and all that.
Oh my goodness. Money, tank of gas, I guess I'm very simple because I just want to just take a nap. I'm always so busy, and I love it because I'm a very people person. I love talking, but I just a nap. Take a nap, curl up, maybe read a good book, nice cup of coffee, and a few comic books, maybe an art class, actually, because that's something I've always wanted to learn how to do is draw, so that could be fun. Okay, I'll change my answer to that.
All right, and okay, so for the silly question, you are stuck in a zombie apocalypse situation. Yeah, it's starting at your house and all that kind of stuff. What is your zombie apocalypse plan to survive the first few weeks?
Oh, actually, funny you mentioned this because I have a plan. I'm a big fan of Max Brooks and the Zombie Survival Guide. I've read it. I am a shooter, so I have plenty of ammunition and guns at my house. I will be making my way to Costco. because there's no windows.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And there's the roll-up doors. I'm sure many people have that plan, so I'm going to make it there first to establish myself as part of the hierarchy of the new government.
I see.
But of course, I will be picking up as many people on the way. I'm a soft heart. I couldn't leave people if I saw them struggling. But
yeah.
Costco is my game plan.
Nice.
Costco is the game plan.
All right. And what is one piece of advice you would give to aspiring artists?
You know what? If there's something you want to do, try it. At first, when I was sewing, I just sewed in a straight line, and then all of a sudden, I wanted to learn how to make dresses, pillowcases, everything. And once you have the basics, you can do anything. So don't ever hesitate to just do it if you have an inclination to try it.
Perfect. And where can everyone find you at?
I'm here this weekend at FanFest at table A248, up in Artist Alley.
Perfect. And where can we find you online?
I am at www.s.ce. Goodness. I'm so ashtastic on Etsy. It's www.sewashtastic.com.
And we could find and buy all your stuff on Etsy?
Oh, yeah. Definitely find all my stuff on Etsy, and a quick Google search for it. We'll find it, too.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for taking the time to interview with us.
Absolutely.
And